Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans studios in New York. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully. Mortgage confidently. We put out a podcast after every show on Twitter at Scott Farrell, at On Event CBS. And tomorrow it'll go out as well on the same thing and on Facebook.com/FarrellOnABench. And on CBSSportsRadio.com. You can find it everywhere, just like we're on everywhere. You can listen to us on CBSSportsRadio.com, on radio stations everywhere, on SiriusXM, on Radio.com app, on the CBS Sports app, and on Apple Music. We're even on the Sirius app, on the Sports Play-by-Play channels. I always tell everyone 961. That's where I get it. So check it out. All right. Get the I Am Scott Farrell app in the App Store free. I think you'll dig it. It's got everything on there, including all my snags and all of our videos from in here that we do and our pornos. Wait, are we live? Check 1, 2. So anyway, your boy the Schmoozer was just trying to make a bet with me, Carver High, that the back page tomorrow, we'll say Golden Retrievers. Real creative there by the Schmooze.
I'm surprised he even knew they played tonight, that the game was going on. So
he doesn't like college basketball?
He probably doesn't even know who they beat. So
your boy. Seriously?
I'm not kidding.
All right. So CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. If you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too, get it all at geico.com. Mafia Schmoozer didn't believe that I have a golden retriever that weighs 110 pounds that'll bite your face off and take a leak on your leg.
You told like 50,000 stories about that dog around this office. He doesn't believe it?
No, he doesn't remember.
I saw this tweet just before. It's important to know that their mascot isn't a golden retriever, so that headline technically would not work, but is a Chesapeake Bay retriever.
There you go.
How about that for a little info on the UMBC
little
mascot?
Inside information.
So really, if you put golden retriever on the back, it's not a golden
You're
retriever.
You're going to be burned tomorrow.
You're going to look silly. The Chesapeake Bay retriever.
All right. Carmen in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, love the show as always. Double JMO, please.
JMO's doubles.
I want to just give you my prediction for the final, my reason why, and then I'll listen off air on your take on it.
All right.
So I got Michigan playing Duke in the final. Duke, the reason why, I think they got the best player in the country and another guy who could flat out just shoot the ball from anywhere on the planet. And then Michigan, I just feel it's their time. They play a very athletic defensive style of college brand of basketball. I just think it's their time to make a big run. I'll listen off the end and listen what you got to say. Thank you.
Well, I mean, look, those aren't bad selections. But I'll go back to Tim Brando. He said it best. There could be 40 teams that could win it. There's so many good teams. I won't deny those are two good teams. You would think on paper Duke will handle Rhode Island tomorrow. On the surface, you would think that. But anything goes in this thing, right? I still think, you know, Michigan State can play with anybody. I think Michigan State can actually beat Duke. But and I believe that based on physicality and size and muscle and just flat-out violence. I think if they get physical and violent with Duke, they'll beat him. I mean, they just pound it in to those bigs. Bagley can only do so much against, you know, four or five of them. That's what I mean. They got four or five trees in there, and they mean business. I thought tonight they messed around with Bucknell. Don't be fooled by that score. They kicked their ass. The Auburn-Clemson game I always thought was going to happen. Kansas-Seton Hall tomorrow. Butler-Purdue Sunday. Florida-Texas Tech tomorrow. West Virginia-Marshall Sunday. Is that tomorrow or Sunday? That's Sunday.
Sunday. That is the last game of the day on Sunday.
Sunday, last game. Nova-Bama tomorrow. Baltimore County and K-State Sunday. Kentucky and Buffalo tomorrow. Loyola and Tennessee tomorrow. Loyola of Chicago, the Ramblers. Nevada and Cincinnati tomorrow, right? Oh, no, that's Sunday, right?
Sunday.
Yeah. And then Xavier, Florida State will be Sunday. Ohio State and Gonzaga tomorrow. Houston, Michigan tomorrow. And A&M, North Carolina will be Sunday.
Yes.
There you go. All right, so how did the tournament of champions end up with Carver High and Mafia for the world shenanigans?
For today's games, I went 9-7 against the spread and 9-7 on the money line.
What did you do, Mafia?
I was 7-8-1 against the spread and 10-6 on the money line.
So what does that equate to?
I was 18-14.
I'm 17-14-1, so you edged me out by one.
You win. So Carver High is victorious for the bacon egg bagel on everything with ketchup and cheese. Let's talk about tomorrow's games now. These guys, are you ready to do some heavy betting? Alabama and Villanova to kickstart your heart. Villanova laying 11 to Alabama in Pittsburgh, 12-10 Eastern in the East region, Carver High.
Villanova tomorrow.
And lay it.
Lay it. The whole deal.
I agree.
You're both going Nova and land.
Absolutely.
Rhode Island and Duke, Pittsburgh, 2:40 Eastern, also in Pittsburgh, Midwest regional game. Duke laying 9.5, Carver High.
Yeah, I'm all over Duke tomorrow, too.
And laying it.
Yep, laying it.
Mafia.
What was that spread again?
9.5.
9.5. I'll say Duke. I think they're going to mess around. I think that Rhode Island's going to cover.
All right, there you go. Rhode Island with the cover. And then in Boise at 5:15, Buffalo and Kentucky. Kentucky laying 5.5, Carver High.
I'm taking Kentucky.
And laying.
Yes.
Mafia.
I'll take Kentucky and laying as well.
There you go. 6:10 Eastern in Dallas. Loyola of Chicago against Tennessee. Tennessee laying 5. Carver High.
I'm taking Loyola with the points, but Tennessee to win.
Tennessee to win, Loyola. The middle.
Tennessee both ways for me.
Tennessee and laying. They're writing these down as we speak. In Wichita at 7:10 Eastern. Seton Hall in Kansas. Carver High, Kansas laying 4.5.
Kansas to cover, Kansas to win the whole day.
Mafia, his alma mater on the line right here. Let's see how big the onions are.
You know what? When I was filling out the brackets, I couldn't see myself having Seton Hall upset them, but the way they played in that last game, the way they shot from the free throw line, how long and great they were offensively, they match up well. I'm going with the Hall. Let's go Pirates.
Hall to win.
Hall to win outright.
Outright Hall.
Kansas always chokes. Doesn't matter if they're at home.
All right. In Boise at 7:45 Eastern, Ohio State and Gonzaga. Gonzaga laying 3, Carver High.
Yeah, I've got Gonzaga in the mob bar pool, so I'm going Gonzaga the whole way.
Gonzaga and lay it.
Yes.
Mafia.
I don't know how they look. I don't like how they looked in that last game. They almost blew it. I thought they were gonna blow it. I'm taking Ohio State, getting the points and the win.
Wow. In Dallas at 8:40 Eastern, Florida and Texas Tech, Carver High, Texas Tech laying 1.5.
Florida to win the whole way.
And getting.
Yes.
Mafia.
I didn't believe in the last game I thought they'd lose, and I don't believe them in this game. Texas Tech.
Texas Tech laying 1.5.
Yes.
Several differences between these two. Michigan and Houston in Wichita at 9:40 East, the last game of the day. Carver High, Michigan laying 3.
Michigan, spread and win.
Boom. Good. Mafia.
I'm with him on that one. Michigan, it's just this year for Beilein, I think he's going to make a nice run.
Wow. And you guys have no faith in that Houston team.
They're a tough team, but just the way that Michigan went through that Big Ten tournament, just the way they looked in that first game, I think they're going to get this one as well.
I got no faith in them, so
wow.
There you go.
There you go.
Little bonus for me tomorrow, the Fighting Irish at noon in the NIT at home against Penn State. How about that?
Oh, there you go. Fighting Irish, what, laying 5 to Penn State?
Let's go, baby.
Is it even legal for Notre Dame to lose on St. Patrick's Day?
I hope not. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at geico.com. Keith in Pittsburgh.
Scotty, can I have a cocktail before we get going?
Absolutely.
There good to have you back, Scotty. I checked you out. I'm your entertainment/sports guru. I got a couple quick things for you. Who do you like to win it all? That's my first one for you. My top team, Arizona, they took the nosedive last night. Let me ask you, do you think it's because of that hangover with Sean Miller? Their heads were messed up, or they just played a poor game? That's my question one, my three-pack.
What was the question? Do I think Sean Miller what? Did he have a hangover?
No, do I think the problem?
No,
with Sean
I don't think
Miller,
I don't think the kids believe 1 minute that their coach was involved in an FBI sting to pay players. I don't think the kids know or care. I don't even think they. I barely think they respect these coaches. I think they just go to practice, they get yelled at, they play their ass off, and they play games and they try to get girlfriends.
Right, get all the pretty ladies. My next question, do you think it's a good move, being a Pittsburgh guy, so you just, do you think it's a good move, despite the controversy, to bring Sean Miller into the coach the Panthers?
No. I think right now I would probably say he's a hot potato if he survives situation in Arizona, which I think he's going to have a hard time doing. They stood behind him after the FBI thing, and he came out and said he didn't do anything. I'm not sure they're fully engaged in believing him. The rest of the board of trustees, the athletic department, everyone, I think it's all a front. I think they're all just pretending like they, you know, it's no problem. We didn't do it. He didn't do it. We believe in him. We're supporting him. I think all that went out the window, believe it or not, when they got whacked by Buffalo. Now they have a reason even to fire him for that. Just you got whacked by Buffalo in the first round of the NCAAs. All you ever do is lose in the NCAA tournament. You're not getting it done in the NCAAs, and that's why we're firing you. That's my guess is what happens to him. I think it would be crazy if you asked me to bring him in right away. If he got fired and they hired him right away, I'm not sure. That's just me if that's the smartest move in the world. I think he may have a number of problems still on the table in his life. That's my guess. As for who I think could win it all, I mean, it's so hard to say. I don't do that whole bracket thing and picking who's going to win it all. I pick games and spreads and money lines. That's what I'm into. But, I haven't picked someone to win it all. That's it. I just haven't done it. So doing it right now is insanity. Hold on a second. I'll come back and take your calls. If you're on hold, you'll get on the air. 855-212-4227.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So, the guy was asking me if I were to do it right now, if I were to just guess tonight who I think could make it to the Final Four, I would say Cincinnati, Xavier, Nova, and Michigan State. That's just tonight, guessing. I have no clue, but if that's what you want, I'll give it to you. That's who I think, but I have no idea. That doesn't mean I'm taking them to cover spreads. That doesn't mean anything. I'm just guessing. Because honestly,
there's only one region right now that's completely out of control, which is obviously the Virginia-Arizona one. Virginia and Arizona being out has made that one. That is an... You talk about opening the door of opportunity.
To win a national championship.
Well, I'm just saying, for Cincinnati, Mick Cronin and those guys, who Mick Cronin's been there a long time. He's done an outstanding job at Cincinnati. Has never been able to get to, get that far, get to the Final Four.
31 wins.
You got a big shot now. Your two, you could say, biggest obstacles that were in your way are gone now in Virginia and Arizona. Because even though Tennessee was the three, a lot of people liked Arizona more than Tennessee. So there's opportunities here now for them.
You think they can handle Tennessee? They'll handle Nevada and then Tennessee beats Loyola. So do you think that's your guess?
I actually like Tennessee. I like Tennessee
to
beat
Cincinnati. There you go.
I think Kentucky will go to the Final Four now.
There you go.
Because of all the craziness that happened up there.
Wouldn't that just suck that they go back?
It would.
Year,
I hope it doesn't happen, but that's
year.
Where I'm going.
Oh, my God. North Carolina, Kentucky, Duke. Oh, my God.
Listen, I'd go bananas if we somehow got a Buffalo UMBC Sweet 16 game next week. Believe me. I'd go bananas. I'd love it.
That could happen.
I'd love every second of it.
George in Jersey. What's up, buddy?
Scott, what's up, bud?
Hey, dude, grab him a jersey tomorrow when he's unable to go to the Livingston tournament because my wife has ruined my life with all these bar mitzvahs. Like, I want to go to this thing like I want to get hit in the head with a pickaxe.
I get that, dude. I'll definitely have a jersey for him. Don't worry.
I'm just so mad that he's not playing in that thing tomorrow. He is playing in a tournament game in Hillsdale early in the afternoon. The problem is I have to get him to a bus by like 6 o'clock. So there's no way I can get back from Livingston to make that bus. It's just impossible.
No, dude, I get it. Don't worry, man. Don't.
I am worried. I'm so mad. Ask Mafia. Hey, Mafia, how mad was I in the car driving home the other night?
Enraged.
Enraged over him not playing with.
Yeah, just 40 minutes of you going off about how much you hate your wife for setting him up on all these bar mitzvahs.
Because I want him to just play basketball.
Yeah, that's all you care about. You don't care about these stupid people in their parties.
I really don't. I just want to play basketball. I want him to play basketball. I want George to coach him. I'm sick and tired of these stupid-ass parties. I don't have fun at any of them. I don't care who's listening right now either. I don't care what you think of me. I hate you. How you like that, George?
I mean, yeah, man. You're the one who talks to the listeners, not me.
Hey, so what do you think of the NCAAs, George?
So I got to give you guys credit. So day one, I went Tennessee, Ohio State, and won in my Survivor. Two, I went West Virginia, Cincinnati. So what do I do? Kentucky tomorrow, right? Obvious.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think they're in big trouble. I think they're going to have their hands full. First of all, that team they're playing is loaded. They've been together. They're seniors. They're good. They can beat Kentucky. Kentucky's very young. I think Kentucky's good. But I do believe, just like their season, I think they're beatable.
All right, so my backup is Duke.
I think Duke will win tomorrow.
You think so? In a Survivor, I should take Duke.
I mean, if you have to, there's a lot of...
Did you say you took Tennessee yesterday, George?
We already did.
Yeah, we talked about that on Wednesday.
Right.
Yeah. We were all over Tennessee.
All right, so you've already used Tennessee, West Virginia?
Yep.
That was, yeah,
it
West
was
Virginia
a lot.
Today, right?
And who else? Anybody else?
I had to take two on day one and two on day two. I Tennessee, Ohio State, West Virginia, Cincinnati today, and then tomorrow I'm thinking about Kentucky or Duke. I got to take one or somebody else. You guys tell me, and then Sunday I got to take somebody.
I think Sunday I think you got to look at Kansas State big time.
That was my number two, Xavier or Kansas State. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'd be very leery of that right now. I got to tell you that those kids winning tonight, they are sky high confidence. I do not think Baltimore County's afraid of Kansas State at all. In fact, I think they're going to come out. This reminds me of George Mason, Carver High. They're going to come out and keep playing ball. I don't think there's any stopping them right now. In fact, if I were Kansas State, I'd be scared to death of playing them because you'll be the next victim. I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. I'll tell you what, if you have an elimination pole where you have to use a team that you don't want to use again, I would go on – let me just pull up because I want to get this right.
So yeah, just remember it's Sunday. This is Sunday now.
Sunday. So you want Sunday, right?
Make it through tomorrow first. So if tomorrow's a given, then I got to make it through Sunday, yeah.
Okay,
you know
who
I'd go with tomorrow?
Who?
I'd go with Michigan, and here's why. I think Michigan is going to beat Houston, and if they win that game, they're going to be matched up with North Carolina in the round after that.
Right.
So you're not going to use Michigan there.
Right.
And after that,
that's not a bad call.
I think Michigan
might be the one. Tech. Either one of them.
I like Michigan over UNC.
Then take.
But yeah, I understand what you're saying.
But you wouldn't gamble Michigan over UNC in a survivor pool.
So tomorrow, you have to take one tomorrow, and you don't want to use them again.
Michigan's a good call.
Like I said, Michigan or Texas Tech, I would take.
Texas Tech. Wow. Okay. Yeah. No, Michigan's a good call too.
And I actually think Michigan has a better chance to win than Texas Tech. But look. I am telling you, that Houston team is playing kick-ass basketball right now, and that kid Gray is absolutely on cloud 11 with his game. He is going off from 25 feet out, and he is going to the rim in the trees and shooting circus alley-oop, kiss glass, spinning English game winners. That kid is not afraid of Michigan. In fact, what he wants is to beat Michigan and stick his tongue out again on national television and pound his chest, because that's what he did when he won the first game. I'd be very leery of that team. I'm telling you, everyone thinks everything's automatic until your girlfriend sleeps with the other guy. You lose. That just made Darwin start coughing. He just immediately choked on a giant acorn. Just right then and there.
I got Houston in the Final Four, for real.
Houston?
I picked that, yeah.
Final Four.
Oh, yeah. They're playing great.
Do you think Purdue's done with Haas out?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Did you see Illinois State's Dan Muller started making fun of Greg Marshall after the loss? Not real classy.
I loved it.
You loved it?
I did.
That he said all those things about, see what happens when you leave the valley.
Well, yeah, but Marshall left, like he says in there, and you kind of kicked a little dirt on the valley when he was going out the door. So I didn't have a problem with the guy sticking up for his league. I really didn't.
Would you fire Steve Alford?
No.
8 Pitt players received release in the wake of the Kevin Stallings firing. Pitt basketball, I would no more right now take that job than fly their entire –
Everybody's leaving.
The whole team's leaving. And they were already terrible.
Now, they're giving him a chance to leave, right? Which means the new guy could come in and talk to him. Is that true?
I don't know. Richard Sherman says that the Seahawks have lost their way and they stopped listening to Pete Carroll. Can you imagine? Adrian Claiborne, Jeremy Hill, and Matt Tobin agree to deals with the Patriots. Geez, that'll put them in the Super Bowl. I'm not buying that either. Your boy, I already talked about the Breland infected toe or whatever it is. That was the funniest thing I saw in a long time. Carver High with a shovel off the Buffalo report coming up. Adrian Peterson says he would like to play in Houston. I'm sure they don't want him. And your boy, Perfect of the Bengals, a 4-game suspension for PEDs. Cheater. There you go. And the Seahawks signed Ed Dixon. So he's a big sign for them. 3 years, $14 million. And did you see the video of Ryan Shazier working out doing pull-ups? Remember, didn't he, like, get paralyzed? Did it have his spine snapped in half or something? And the Steelers ended his season. Did you see him working out and doing pull-ups? Like some kind of freak beast? And Greg Olsen is auditioning for Monday Night Football, but still plans to play. Is he going to do both? Going to call Monday Night Football games and play? What if the Panthers are on Monday Night Football? Will he go from booth to field and make plays and then run up to the booth and analyze his catch or his touchdown or his fumble? Is he going to work with Joe Thomas and Peyton Manning on Thursday nights and they'll all make $10 million each? Will any of them cheat on their wives and become alcoholics? Or become baseball players that beat their girlfriends in stairwells? I'm just suggesting these are just some of the things I saw this week that could all very well happen if you make the wrong decision.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so PharrellOnTheBench.com is where all the action is all weekend long in the NCAAs. Great games tomorrow, Rhode Island, Duke, Buffalo, Kentucky, Seton Hall, Kansas, Houston, Michigan. It doesn't end there. Sunday, more of the same. Syracuse, Michigan State, A&M, North Carolina, Clemson, Auburn, Marshall, West Virginia. Get it all at PharrellOnTheBench.com, plus NBA and NHL. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. Was that fast enough for you, Mafia?
Wonderful.
Thanks. Got to be quick around here. There's a lot on the line. That's what Carver High told me. There's a lot happening, and there's a lot on the line. But don't make any announcements about it. It's time for the shuffle off to Buffalo report. And Mafia's like, do I really have to hit the thing? Because it's just like the end of the night.
We're going to shuffle off to Buffalo.
Tell me about your boy Tavares Cadet.
Yeah, he doesn't matter.
Didn't he get hurt or something?
He's the third, fourth running back on the depth chart. Let's get to the real thing that I want to get
to. The GM says, yeah. I'm not moving up in the draft.
Sure.
I don't know.
If you believe that, come on. Get serious, dude. You know you're moving up. You're at 12 right now. You want one of those guys. You've got the ammunition. You're going up. Whatever. This is typical.
Like George Jefferson, you're moving up.
This is typical month before the draft. Let me throw this out there and see.
This is all rhetoric.
Yeah, this is all rhetoric. If you believe Brandon Bean today saying, well, we might not necessarily move up. Yeah, sure. I believe it when I see it.
Thanks, Brandon, for all your lies. What did you think of our boy Tim Graham sitting down with O.J. Simpson?
Yeah, great get.
Great interview.
For Timmy. We talked to Timmy. We were hoping tonight, maybe early next week, we could talk to him about
that. At that point, it won't matter.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So how about, like, the story itself? Did you see the other stuff? Like, he's attacking Colin Kaepernick for attacking the flag. And then in that interview he did, he said the if I did it was not a confession. He said if it was, they would have busted him 12 years ago when he did it. He said he never watches anything that he's on. I also don't believe that.
I don't believe that.
He's a top narcissist, right?
Well, he loved the attention. How you tell me he's not watching? He had a whole show about himself.
He says, I watch nothing of me. But he looked like he was doing pretty good in that mansion, living on the golf course in Red Rocks in Vegas. He's never leaving there. He's not going back to Florida. How about that guy? Getting that NFL pension, the SAG after actors pension. He's got it all rolling in. His rich friends giving him his mansion. How about that? How about some guy gives you a mansion in
Unbelievable.
Vegas?
Unbelievable.
I mean, no one's living there but him, right? Can you imagine what this guy's doing out there?
Yeah, I'd probably have a hard time finding someone to let me crash on their couch, and this guy's got a whole mansion after he killed people.
How great is that? It's just unbelievable. I can't get enough of it. Anyway, Jose Altuve agrees to a five-year, $151 million extension. How about that little guy? How about that guy, what he does? The productivity they get out of that guy. Fantastic, right? Here you go. It's only March, but MLB award favorites. Here you go. Mike Trout, MVP AL, NL, Bryce Harper, AL Cy Young, Chris Sale, and National League, Clayton Kershaw, all locked in
Or, well, look.
Locked in. Come on.
Those are the same four guys that were probably the favorites the last two or three years, too. I mean,
locked
it's,
in.
Of course, you know, of course they're the favorites.
And North Carolina will play in Charlotte. And right. Kansas will play in Wichita. The Arnold Palmer scores. Tiger Woods falls behind the leaders with a 72. Now he's, what, 11 shots back or something like that, 8? 8 and 11 are a big difference.
He's way back now.
He's way back. Sean McDonough says it isn't too sad about leaving Monday Night Football. He basically shredded it. He said the game sucked in a nutshell, right? Like if I were to break down the interview, did he not say the games they put on Monday Night Football were terrible?
He also said it was all about Gruden.
John Gruden.
All about his analysis, and that was it.
How do you think it goes over with Gruden that he said that about him? He said it was all about him. I just sat here and did the game.
You can kind of tell that those two guys really didn't like each other.
Really?
Yeah, I thought so.
Do you think John Gruden's going to win a Super Bowl with the Raiders?
No, I do not.
Mafia.
I agree. He will not.
A.J. Foyt survives his second killer bee attack. Kills them with fire. That just was awesome that I saw that. Did you see, like, the pictures of his face or whatever? That he when he got stung or something? There you go. There's the interview. Should I save the OJ interview in case Tim decides that
Why don't we see on Monday if he wants to
see if he's done visiting with his family or something? I respect the family. I always do. You got me going to Long Island. You got me going, getting presents. I can't keep track of all of it. Meanwhile, Mafia's driving with me in the car. I'm like, I can't believe I have to go to this stupid bar mitzvah. I hate these people. I'm talking about my family. Let alone the people I'm going to the party with. Kevin Durant, fractured ribs. He's out. Oh, they lost to the Kings tonight. That was beautiful. Also, my Miami Heat win over the Lakers in L.A. Nice snag by me. Cover! Marcus Smart will have surgery on his thumb. That can't be good. Carver High, here's this story about kryptonite for teams. Of the best teams, kryptonite, their problem. What do you think it is? Let's just go through the best teams. What do you think Tampa's biggest problem is?
Unproven goaltending.
Bad penalty kill.
Okay.
What do you think Boston's problem is?
Health.
Tuukka Rask slide.
Healthy. Okay, sure.
How about the Toronto Maple Leafs? Bad shots from the blue line. They don't get enough of them. Is
really?
What they
this
say.
Is we're going that in
how
depth
about,
here.
How about they
I
haven't
mean,
won the Stanley Cups in '67. Penguins. What do you think theirs is?
Goaltending.
What do you think the Capitals is? The Penguins.
They can never win any beat anybody. How about that?
Predators. They don't have a kryptonite.
I'm sure they do.
I slipped in a Barzal story for you.
I saw
it. 70th point last night.
He had another goal tonight, so 71.
Oh my God. How long before he wants out of New York?
He's going to have to wait a long time. It's his first year.
Do you know that I met Boom Boom Jeffrion in Atlanta?
Really?
In 1961, Bernie Boom Boom Jeffrion of the Canadiens became the second player in NHL history to score 50 goals in a season. I knew Boom Boom Jeffrion. Gino Malkin has been on a roll since January 1st. Now he trails Kucherov by 2 points for the league lead. Do you think he'll pass him and win that thing? Your boy... Gino Malkin, one
yes,
of my
I
favorites.
Do. I believe he will.
And Ilya Kovalchuk sighting, saying that he wants an NHL return.
I would never put that guy on my team, ever.
Why, because he's a backstabber?
After what he did to the Devils a few years ago, I would never want that guy on my team.
You can't trust him for a minute, this guy.
Gave him a boatload of cash. Parisi leaves because they gave him a boatload of cash. And then he goes and decides he wants to go play in Siberia over there. I would never put that guy on my team.
He's bad luck. Did you see Ivan Drago or something is doing something with the new Creed movie? Are they really making another Creed movie? They just won't stop.
They are.
Did you see how big that guy got in the Black Panther movie? The guy that played Creed, what's his name? Your boy.
Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah. Did you see how ripped that guy got for that movie, Black Panther?
I didn't see it.
Jesus.
I still got to go check that one out.
So at the end of the day, your boy Floyd is training for MMA. Mafia, will he be successful? Because he says he's a great wrestler. Do you believe that?
No, I do not. And you know what? I'm not even going to believe he's getting in the cage until I actually see a signed fight contract. You can say all he wants. He's going to go train and this and that. The guy's 40 years old. All of a sudden, in 6 months, he's going to become an MMA fighter and tear up the world. Don't believe it.
All right, so Sunday, you guys didn't tell me. Let's just do money lines right here. Carver High, Butler against Purdue.
Butler.
Mafia.
With the injury to Haas, I'll go Butler.
Syracuse, Michigan State, Carver High.
Michigan State.
Michigan State.
A&M against North Carolina, Carver High.
UNC.
Same.
Nevada against Cincinnati, Mafia.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Clemson against Auburn, Mafia.
Auburn.
I'm going Auburn also.
Wow, this is starting to get, like, you guys are, like, thinking alike. UMBC against Kansas State, Carver High.
Kansas State is going to thump them.
I don't think they're going to thump them, but they're going to win.
Ooh. Florida State, Xavier, Mafia.
Xavier, they're in my Final Four. I got to take them.
Xavier, Florida State stinks.
And Marshall, West Virginia, Mafia.
West Virginia.
I would love to see Marshall win, but I got to go West Virginia.
Do you think there's any chance in the world that West Virginia can, beat Villanova in that region?
Yes, but I still think Villanova will win.
I think Villanova is one of those teams that has a lot of experience, so it's harder to get them on that trap. You got to get that against, like, the freshman kids who don't know what they're doing with that.
I'll say this. I think that West Virginia is the only team left in that region that can beat Villanova.
What about your boy, Blunt, getting a deal with the Lions? This guy, it's unbelievable to me how he moves around. And wherever he goes, great things happen. Do you think it'll happen in Detroit Rock City?
No, I don't.
Not so much.
They don't know what a running game is in Detroit.
So here, ranking the top draft prospects in March Madness. Let's see who the top is. Great performance tonight by Michael Porter, getting his ass beat by Florida State. Well, let's see where they have him. Bridges, 10. The kid from Kentucky, Gilgeous Alexander, 9. Wendell Carter, Duke, 8. Michael Porter, 7 at Missouri. 7 with his big game tonight, getting worked. Trey Young, 6. Bamba at Texas, 5. Bagley, Duke, 4. Mikal Bridges, Nova, 3. I don't even know if I got his name right. Jaren Jackson, 2 at Michigan State. That kid is long and swat shots. And Ayton at Arizona, 1. Arizona had a great tournament, I thought.
It did really well.
For 5 minutes. What do you think there? Do you think Porter, did you like anything you saw of him tonight? I say nothing.
Here's the good thing for Arizona. Nobody's going to remember that they lost to Buffalo this year in the tournament. Because it's all going to be about UMBC beating Virginia now. So.
The Bears matched the offer sheet for Fuller, the cornerback.
Yes, the Packers tried to steal him.
$56 million. Is it hard to watch the NBA or NHL when the NCAAs are on?
I haven't been.
There you go. All right. What a week. Boy, next week's going to be exciting, particularly midweek, Mafia, when our team is not in the championship. But we still have to go, and we don't get paid to go. And we'll be blamed for a bad score on our grading system with the people that run that idiot thing. For Carver High and Mafia, I'm Pharrell. Get the I Am Scott Pharrell. Have any app store. Good night. Have a good weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.